Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjeet Kaur. The headlines. Centre creates 17 lakh crore PPP project for implementation of 2025-26 budgetary announcements. Supreme Court gives 2 weeks' time to Commission for Air Quality Management to identify all major sources of pollution in Delhi NCR and suggest long-term sectoral action plan. With National Medical Commission withdrawing MBBS permission, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Institute of Medical Science to transfer 2025-26 students to another JNK college. 32 Cubans and 24 Venezuelans killed in US special operation to capture Venezuelan President Maduro. And in football, Indian Super League to start on February 14 with all 14 clubs. And now the news in detail. Department of Economic Affairs has created a 3-year public-private partnership PPP project pipeline in view of the implementation of the announcement made in the Union Budget 2025-26. Ministry of Finance said the project pipeline comprises 852 projects across central infrastructure ministries and states and union territories with a combined total project cost of over 17 lakh crore rupees. It added that the pipeline provides early visibility of potential PPP projects to enable investors, developers and other stakeholders to undertake more informed planning and investment decisions. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the centre, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Parbati 2 hydroelectric project in Himachal Pradesh.
The Parbati 2 hydroelectric project is a run-of-the-river hydropower station developed by NHPC Limited on the Parbati River in Kullu district of Himachal Pradesh. The project is among India's most technically complex and strategically significant hydropower developments. Parbati 2 is designed to generate approximately 3,074 million units of electricity annually, supplying reliable renewable power to the northern grid and benefiting multiple states. These states include Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh, and the Union Territory of Chandigarh. However, the scale and complexity of the project posed significant implementation challenges. During construction, progress was impeded by issues relating to land mutation, despite physical possession of acquired land having largely been taken. The project faced significant construction delays, especially in the execution of the main headrest tunnel, owing to the extremely fragile Himalayan geology. The matter was reviewed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi under the Pragati mechanism on 17th February 2016. The Prime Minister directed the Himachal Pradesh government to complete mutation of the balance acquired land on priority. He also directed the Ministry of Power and NHPC to significantly accelerate construction. 3 of the 4 generating units commenced commercial operation on 1st April last year, followed by commissioning of the 4th unit on 16th April last year, marking the full commercial commissioning of all 800 megawatt capacity. It is a demonstration of India's growing capability to plan, execute and deliver technically demanding infrastructure in extreme environments, enabled by leadership-driven intervention through the Pragati mechanism. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Sankhya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The National Medical Commission's Medical Assessment and Rating Board, MARB, has withdrawn the letter of permission granted to the Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Institute of Medical Excellence in Jammu and Kashmir's Riyasi for non-compliance with minimum standards. An order issued by the MARB yesterday said all students admitted to the college during the counselling for the academic year 2025-26 shall be accommodated in other medical institutions in Jammu and Kashmir as supernumerary seats by the competent authority of the Union Territory Administration. This means no admitted student will lose an MBBS seat due to the withdrawal decision. Instead, they will be adjusted in other recognized medical colleges in Jammu and Kashmir over and above their regular sanctioned intake. According to the order, the non-compliance came to light during a surprise inspection. The NMC's decision is effective immediately. The Supreme Court has asked the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to identify all major sources of pollution in 2 weeks and suggest long-term sectoral action plans to tackle each of them in a phased manner. A bench of Chief Justice of India, Suryakant, and Justice Joy Malia Bagchi said that CAQM should bring all domain experts under one roof, hold deliberations, and come out with long-term solutions, which would be implemented in a phased manner so as not to hurt livelihoods, industry, and the public. It said pollution control failed because the court considered many expert views that pointed in different directions instead of following a clear, unified plan. National Institute of Rural Development and Panchayat Raj, NIRDPR Director General, Dr. G. Narendra Kumar has said the minimum wages will be fully safeguarded under the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Act. Addressing media persons, personnel at the one-day Vartalab in Hyderabad, Dr. Narendra Kumar said, in line with India's aspiration to become a developed nation, Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Act provides a clear roadmap towards achieving the national vision of Vikasit Bharat 2047. Dismissing concerns about a reduction in minimum wages, he emphasized that the minimum wages will be fully safeguarded under the new act. Maharashtra government has formed a study group to recommend rehabilitation measures for Agniveers who will complete their 4-year stint in the Indian Armed Forces this year. The group will submit its report within 3 months. The panel, led by Colonel Deepak Thong, will explore opportunities in government, semi-government and private sectors, as well as training and financial assistance for self-employment. The group will examine 3 key areas: employment opportunities in state and semi-government services, prospects in the private sector, along with training requirements and financial assistance for self-employment. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India-Luxembourg relations have come a long way and India sees Luxembourg as a very important partner. In his opening remarks during his meeting with Luxembourg's Foreign Minister, Xavier Bettel, Dr. Jaishankar thanked Luxembourg for being an advocate of deepening ties between India and European Union. Dr. Jaishankar also called on Grand Duke Guillemin of Luxembourg and conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu. The External Affairs Minister said he valued his positive sentiments for India and for deepening the bilateral partnership. Earlier, the External Affairs Minister met Luxembourg Prime Minister Luc Frédérin. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed growing cooperation between India and Luxembourg in financial services, investments, technology and innovation. He thanked the Luxembourg Prime Minister for his support for stronger India-EU ties. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a 2-day visit to Brussels beginning tomorrow. Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the visit underscores the intensifying diplomatic and technical engagements between New Delhi and Brussels, signalling a decisive push towards concluding the India-EU Free Trade Agreement, FTA. During the visit, Mr. Goyal will hold high-level dialogues with the European Union Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security, Maros Sivovic. The ministry said that India is pushing for zero-duty access for its labour-intensive sectors such as textiles, leather, apparel, gems and jewellery and handicrafts. The Venezuelan military has said 24 security officers were killed in the U.S. military operation on Saturday. This brings the official death count during the operation to 56. Media reports say more civilians were killed in the strikes, but it was immediately unclear how many. Venezuela Attorney General Tarek William Saab said dozens of officials and civilians were killed and that prosecutors would investigate the deaths in what he described as war crime. The number is on top of an announcement by Cuba's government on Sunday that 32 Cuban military and police officers working in Venezuela had died in the operation, prompting 2 days of mourning on the Caribbean island. U.S. President Donald Trump has said Venezuela's interim authorities will transfer between 30 million and 50 million barrels of sanctioned oil to the United States, describing the plan as mutually beneficial for both countries. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said the oil would be sold at market prices and that he would personally oversee the use of the proceeds. According to him, the revenue would be directed towards initiatives benefiting both the Venezuelan and American people. The White House has said that U.S. President Donald Trump has discussed a range of options to acquire Greenland, including use of the military. It comes after Trump again said that the U.S. needed Greenland, an autonomous territory within the Kingdom of Denmark, for national security. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has warned that any attack by the U.S. would spell the end of North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. European allies have backed Denmark, a NATO member. The issue of Greenland's future resurfaced in the wake of the U.S. military intervention in Venezuela, during which elite troops went in to seize the country's president, Nicolas Maduro, and took him to face drugs and weapons charges in New York. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya has announced that the Indian Super League will kick off on 14 February, bringing an end to a six-month crisis that brought Indian football to a standstill. The ISL, which used to start in September, will feature all 14 clubs, including Mohun Bagan and East Bengal, which were opposed to the financial model suggested by the All India Football Federation. Mr. Mandaviya made the announcement after a joint meeting involving the government, the All India Football Federation and club representatives. The league will be played on a home and away basis and will feature 91 matches. Final scheduling and logistics will be worked out by the clubs in the coming weeks. AIFF President Kalyan Chaubey has said the second division First League will also restart around the same time, with all 11 clubs taking part in a shortened format of 55 matches. Mr. Chaubey added that a governing council board will be set up to manage both leagues and will be empowered to take commercial decisions. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Almost all newspapers today lead with results of the electoral roll revision exercise. Uttar Pradesh draft roll out, SIR 2.0 draft rolls. 13% electors deleted in 9 states, 3 UTs, informs the Indian Express. The other story that takes the limelight today is of the Supreme Court giving CAQM 2 weeks' time to complete source identification and apportionment exercise. Wrong side driving in Delhi to now attract criminal cases, notes the Hindustan Times. As part of comprehensive assessment by NHAI, Highway Telecom Authority joined hands to improve network on roads, says the Pioneer. Quoting the latest HSBC survey, services sector growth drops to 11th month low, writes Financial Express. And finally, taking note of Northern Railway's ambitious project, India's first hydrogen train set to run between Jind and Sonipat in Haryana, writes the Statesman. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre creates 17 lakh crore PPP project for implementation of 2025-26 budgetary announcements. Supreme Court gives 2 weeks' time to Commission for Air Quality Management to identify all major sources of pollution in Delhi NCR and suggest long-term sectoral action plan. With National Medical Commission withdrawing MBBS permission, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Institute of Medical Science to transfer 2025-26 students to another J&K college. 32 Cubans and 24 Venezuelans killed in U.S. special operation to capture Venezuelan President Maduro, and in football, Indian Super League to start on February 14 with all 14 clubs. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.